们今天的读经有两，在两处经文，旧约和新约。在旧约《生命记》第八章第一到三节，新约的部分是《马太福音》第四章一到四节。我们先用中文读，然后 Jerry 带我们用英文读。《生命记》第八章。第一节开始，我今日所吩咐的一切诫命，你们要照着遵行，好叫那群人数增多，且进去和耶和华向你们列举起誓应许的那地，你们要纪念耶和华神在旷野引导你这40年，是要知道你试炼你，要知道你信心如何，要守他诫命。他不念你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Let's read English together. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1. Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today, so that you may live and increase.And may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on earth, on us, to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger.And then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
马太福音第四章
Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
第一节开始读，第四章第一节，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。他进食40昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探的人近前来对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”耶稣却回答说：“经上记着，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”
Matthew 4 verses 1 through 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert.To be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, It is written, Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
今天我们高兴杰伦牧师又再一次到我们中间来证道。杰伦牧师今天的信息题目是勿忘靠神而活，是第二部分。
We're very happy that we have Reverend Jerome to come and preach to us. The title is Don't Forget to Live Part 2.
Are you coming back? Good morning.
大家好。
There's something a little different from the last time I was here. Jerry asked if I'm wearing a coat.
我跟上次来
I am.
一样，我问他今天早上问他有没有穿这个大的大衣。
It's cold, so you got to keep your face warm.
所以这就是他的新的大衣。
I told my wife, I said, I'll even take some teasing and ridicule even here this morning. I know it.
如果大家要取笑他的话，他可以接受。
And I have. But I forgive you.
Thank you.
Okay. I titled this message this morning, Don't Forget to Live.
今天是讲题是我们别忘记怎么样活。
Amazed at how easy it is to become consumed by your work, or maybe your hobby, your family, or even the church.
我们可以非常的忙碌，不管是工作，是我们的嗜好，是我们的家庭，甚至教会的服事。
So many times we buy into the philosophy that if we could just work harder, be more diligent, we'll be able to stay afloat, maybe longer or better.
有时候我们常常这个照着这样的想法去做，就是我们要更努力，以至于能够我们能够做得更好，做得更久。
For 22 years as a senior pastor, I did nothing but eat, sleep, and breathe ministry.
过去22年，我一直在牧会，我朝思暮想的事情都是跟我的侍奉有关系。
My life had become confined to one arena.
我的夫人她的生活也只有一个层面。
And I must confess, it took its toll on me.
我必须承认它对我有很大的影响或者是伤害。
It took its toll just not on me, but my wife and my children.
而且这个影响也升级到我的夫人跟我的孩子。
We can become so busy doing good things for God that we neglect the things He's placed in our life to care for.
我们这么的忙，我们非常忙碌的来服侍主，甚至于忘掉了我们能够享受跟我们家人在一起的时间。
I think this is an appropriate time of year to talk about this because with Christmas coming not too far off, how busy we become and distracted that we forget sometimes the things that really matter and really count.
这个时间刚好是圣诞节快来了，我们知道圣诞节是我们最忙碌的时候，所以我要提醒大家，我们常常忘掉神给我们最重要的事情。
I found myself literally becoming exhausted from ministry to the point where I was even beginning to resent it.
我感觉到我在这个服事上面也到了一个极点，甚至于我开始来不想做。
My life was shrinking rapidly.
我看到我的生命好像很快的被浓缩起来。
Does anybody here watch movies?
我们中间有没有喜欢看电影的？
One honest person.
只有一个人诚实吧。
Has anybody ever seen the movie Groundhog Day?
有没有看过 Groundhog Day?
A few of you. It's a movie where a guy wakes up every morning and the day is the same. He keeps repeating it over and over and over again.
想到这个主人翁每天早上起来，就过同样的生活，每天都是一样。
That had become my life, over and over and over again.
我回想我的生活，过去22年好像也是这样。
Working harder.
我越来越想努力的做。
Working longer.
做得更长。
But gaining no ground.
但是却没有果效。
Seemed like the harder and the longer I worked, no more results. Stayed the same.
好像多做少做没有什么差别。
Has your life ever begun to shrink or just evolved so much in one arena that you lost perspective?
好像我们的生活就被缩到那样一个单一个层面里面。没有办法再变得丰富。
Why is it that we can be so driven that we begin to force life to happen around us to the point that it's literally killing us?
有时候我们可以被后面的力量所驱使，以至于我们什么东西都不顾，就只要想要把那个东西做好，这样子也是有危险。
I think it's a great question as it reflects the culture in which we live here in the United States.
这是一个很重要的主题，也反映到我们现代人的生活。
And this morning, I'd like us to take a look at God's Word to see what He says about this.
今天早上，我要带大家来回想神告诉我们的话语。
So if you take your Bibles once again and look at Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 1.
让我们看看刚刚所念过的《申命记》八章第一节。
This is what the the Lord is speaking to Moses and giving it to his people.
神对摩西透过摩西跟百姓说话。
God used Moses to lead his people out of Egypt.
神已经把他们带出来，从埃及为奴隶的地方带出来。
We know that the people complained and grumbled and moaned.
在旷野里面的时候，这些百姓常常向神抱怨。
We know that they disobeyed the Lord God.
并且不听神的话。
Many were killed.
有很多也因为这样子死掉。
Those that survived were left to journey around the wilderness for 40 years.
存活的人在旷野里面流浪40年。
And now the Lord is about to lead them into the land that he had promised them.
在这个地方，神正准备要带他们进这个应许的迦南地。
And he begins to prepare the people for this transition.
神开始来准备以色列人的心来走过这个过渡的时期。
And so the Lord says, you must carefully follow every command I'm giving you today.
神说你们要吩咐这我告诉你们的一切的诫命。
So that you may live, really live, and increase.
好叫你们能够存活并且人数增多。
May enter and take possession of the land the Lord swore to your fathers.
并且进去得那个耶和华向你列祖起誓应许的那地。
God wants his people to know that really living is more than just surviving.
神要他的子民知道真正的能够生活并不是只是存活而已。
It's more than just getting by.
并不是只是能够度过日子而已。
It's more than just barely making it.
不是只是我只要能够满足这些基本的需要就是。
But God says that he wants to bless and increase life for his people.
所以神要祝福并且让这些人增长。
That's good news.
这是好的消息。
God reminds us that he's a God that wants and will fulfill his promises.
神告诉我们他是信实的并且他的应许都不会落空。
But he also wants us to understand that it's more than just paying attention to what he says.
要我们不光是只是要注意他所说的。
It's more than just hearing and knowing.
不是只是听到或者是知道。
God says you must follow through on what I give you, what I tell you, what I speak into your life.
而且你要在生活上面行出来。
God makes it clear nothing is optional when it comes to me.
神很清楚说你们是没有选择的关于我这些诫命不是你爱选爱做不做。
It's not a relationship of picking and choosing what conveniences you or what accommodates you.
不是你想要怎么样的选择或者什么对你是好的你才去做。
But it's what I ask, what I command of you,that your heart would be such that you would follow everything that I give you.
而是要遵守我所告诉你们的，让你的心愿意来服从我所告诉你们的。
Look what else he says.
我们看看神还说了什么。
Remember that the Lord your God led you on the entire journey these 40 years in the wilderness.
第二节说你在纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年。
So that he might humble you.
是要苦练你。
And test you.
试验你。
To know what was in your heart.
要知道你内心如何。
Whether or not you would keep his commands.
肯守他的诫命还是不肯。
The test wasn't for God to discover what was within us because he knows everything.
神并不是说为了他自己来测试这些百姓因为他什么事情都知道。
The test is for us.To reveal so that we can see what is in our heart.
而是来测试我们，让我们知道我们的内心如何。
But what we need to realize, there are times that God intentionally leads us into difficult situations.
我们要知道，神有时候会把我们放在一个困难的处境里面。
In this case, it was discipline for the people's disobedience.
在这个地方是来教训百姓，因为他们不遵守他的命令。
But always remember, he disciplines those he loves.
神管教就像父母管教儿女，是他所爱的。
Difficulties are very interesting.
困难是很有趣的。
Difficulties have a way of squeezing who we really are to the surface.
因为在困难之中，就把一个人真正是什么样的人表现出来。
If you really want to know where you are at spiritually, physically, emotionally, difficult times squeeze who we are to the point where we can take a good look. We don't have to guess, but we can know where we are and who we are.
在困难中，这个困难就把一个人挤出来，你就可以看到这个人在灵性上，在这个身体上面，在各个方面是什么样，真正是什么样。
Difficult situations do have a way of humbling us.
困境让我们能够变得谦卑。
When life is tougher than we are,
当生活很困难的时候，
it has a tendency to make us look beyond ourselves.
让我们能够看到超过我们眼界平常所能看。
The place that we need to turn and look to is to Him.
会让我们转向神，向神求。
There's times where God needs to remind us that we don't have what it takes. We don't have the strength, the power, or the knowledge.
在困难中，神让我们看到我们没有像神那样的能力、知识。
But He does.
但神却有。
Tough times reveal what's really in our heart.
困难的时候，你能够真正看到你内心是什么。
And it also gives us a picture of who our God really is.
也让我们看到这样一个图片，看到说神真正是什么。
Because the scripture tells us that even when I'm not faithful, He is always faithful.
圣经说到说，尽管我们是不信实的，但神永远是信实的。
A beautiful picture of God's amazing grace.
一个对神的奇异恩典的一个很漂亮的一个图像。
He goes on and he says, He humbled you by letting you go hungry.
这边说神让你任你饥饿。
And then he gave you manna to eat.
然后他给你玛纳吃。
Which your fathers had not known.
你的列祖都不认识什么叫玛纳。
So that you might learn that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
God reminds us of our total need of dependency on Him.
神提醒我们，我们必须要全然的仰赖他。
Learning to trust Him even in the daily necessities of life.
在平常生活这些需要里面，就开始来学习仰赖他。
He says that He knows every hair on your head.
神说过你的头发他每一根头发他都数算过。
He knows every sparrow that flies.
他也认识天空所飞过的每一只麻雀。
That sparrow neither gathers nor stores any food for the winter.
麻雀不存这些谷在他的仓库里。
And yet the Heavenly Father cares for each and every one.
但是天父却养活每一只麻雀。
How much more so for you and me, who are created in His image, in His likeness.
更何况是我们每一个人都是照着他的形象所造的。
Really living involves more than the physical realm.
真正的生活是超过这些物质上的需要。
More than food.
超过我们所需要吃的。
Going to work and what we're going to do this day, what we'll buy or sell or trade.
也不是这个工作上面的商业的交易。
More than the economy, more than the stock market.
超过我们所关心的经济或是股票。
Really living involves and includes Him in every area of our life.
真正的生活是在跟神在每一个方面都有关系。
And yet our tendency is when life does get hard and difficult, I tend to take matters into my own hands.
但我们的倾向是当我们碰到困难的时候，我们很想要我们自己来解决。
We try to reach out for more resources.
我们想要拿到更多的资源。
We try to think of ways that we can make it on our own.
我们有很多想到其他方法让我们能够自己达到目的。
And through the history of mankind, the tendency has been to neglect and forget who God really is and what He wants to do.
我们看人类历史常常是这样子，我们常常忘掉神的主权以及他的计划。
And that's why He reminds us it's more than the bread that you would put in your mouth, but it's to live by everything that God speaks into our life and through His Word and through His Spirit.
所以神刚刚在这句里面说到说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神所口里所出的一切话。
God is greater than your debt.
神比你所负的债还要大。
Greater than this economy.
大于现在这个经济的情形。
Greater than all of the president's council.
高于任何总统的顾问群。
God is the answer and the solution to all of man's needs.
神是对人的需要的总结的答案。
And when we go man's way all the time,
如果我们照着人的方法去走，
sooner or later it fails.
迟早会碰到失败。
God's ways do not fail.
但神的方法是不会失败。
And He calls His people back to His word and He says, if you will live by my word, I will be your Jehovah Jireh provider.
神在这里说，如果你照我的话语去行，我就是耶和华以勒，我会预备你所需要的。
It's this passage that Jesus quotes in a very challenging time in His life.
所以耶稣在他碰到试炼的时候，他也引这句话，旧约这句话。
In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4, beginning with verse 1.
我们刚刚看到马太第四章受试探的时候他所说的话。
Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil.
第四章说，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
After he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
他禁食了40昼夜，后来就饿了。
Then the tempter approached him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread.
那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
But Jesus answered,
耶稣却回答说，
It is written,
经上记着说，
Man must not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Even though Jesus was all God, he was yet man.
虽然耶稣是神，但他也是全然的人。
Hard to get our minds around that.
确实在神很难了解的神学。
Jesus could be tempted.
他也会受到试探。
Jesus could be hungry.
他也会饥饿。
Tired.
疲倦。
Exhausted.
非常的疲倦。
Totally able to relate to us.
所以他能够体会我们每个人的需要。
All right, what did you say? You should have said.
I said, totally exhausted.
Totally exhausted. Okay. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Do you think he's doing a good job? Thank you. I love this passage because it gives us a good picture of Jesus' humanity.
我很喜欢这一段的描述，因为它让我们看到耶稣全然的人性。
The scripture tells us that he was tempted in every way that we are tempted.
圣经说，耶稣受过各样的试探。
The difference is that he was without sin.
但跟我们不一样的是，他从来没犯罪。
And never gave in to the temptations.
而且不像 这些试探低头。
Jesus was teaching and showing us that we don't have to live life by giving in to this life.
耶稣要做一个示范，让我们在面对试探的时候不要屈服。
The thing that I see in the Gospel of Matthew is that Jesus, even in being tempted, did not take matters into his own hands.
这边我们看到耶稣在受试探的时候，不是靠着他自己的力量。
The devil always waits for the right opportunity to come.
因为这个魔鬼永远在找这个机会啊来试探我们。
And he says, "Oh Jesus, you've been without food for 40 days and 40 nights. You're hungry."
即使是耶稣啊，魔鬼也会找到这样的机会来试探他，像他这个四十昼夜啊，又渴又饿。
Well, if you're the Son of God.Take matters into your own hands, and those stones over there, just make them become bread.
魔鬼叫耶稣说，你把石头变成食物嘛。
Jesus says, I will not take matters into my own hands.
耶稣回答说，我不是靠着我的力量来抵挡试探。
All through Jesus' life, he reminded us that I do nothing.They don't see my heavenly Father in heaven do.
耶稣在他的世上三十三年半的时间里面，所做的没有超过神要他所做的。
The Son of God had completely and totally surrendered and humbled himself before his Father.
他是百分之百的在神的面前谦卑顺服。
And that's the picture he wants us to see, that we too.Must come and totally surrender and humble ourselves before our Father.
所以神啊，耶稣也要我们学他的样式，学他的榜样啊，在各样的事情上面谦卑仰赖神。
Jesus could not have only had bread that day; he could have had steak.
他如果要变这个石头的话，他可以把它变成这个牛排。
But he said, "No, I will wait for my life is totally dependent."Upon him.
但耶稣说，耶稣回答魔鬼说，我要靠神口里所出的一切话。
And what Jesus is showing us is he's showing us the importance of the spirit-filled life.
耶稣所要展现给我们看的就是一个，完完全全顺服被圣灵充满的生活。
For we are to live and walk in and by the Spirit of God.
因为我们要靠着神的灵来行事。
And so the thing that God is showing us and teaching us through this example of His Son is that we cannot really live until we come to the place where I am willing to learn to wait on and trust Him.
神要在我们今天所看到的就是，如果我们不能够来到他的面前，学习耶稣这样子完完全全的顺服跟信靠，我们就不能够真正得到他所要赐给我们的生命。
What reflection does your life give this morning?
你回想你自己的生活是什么样子？
Does it reflect a life that's truly walking in Him and by Him and trusting Him?
你是真正走在一条顺服神、仰赖神的道路上吗？
Or would it be a reflection that shows that you're trying harder, depending more upon yourself or others?
还是你不断的在努力，要靠你自己的力量，或是依赖别人？
It always comes back to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
总结来说，追根究底就是你跟耶稣基督的之间的关系。
It's not about mom and dad.
不是你跟父母的关系。
Grandma and grandpa,
或者是祖父母
your history of Christianity or lack of,
不管你过去的基督徒的生活是好是坏
it always comes back to what will I personally do with Jesus Christ.
最后总是要回到我跟耶稣基督之间这个关系如何
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 15,
路加福音第十二章15节怎么说?
Jesus says, "Watch out and be on your guard."
神说，耶稣说，你们要注意。
Against all greed.
神对耶稣说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
Because one's life is not in the abundance of his possessions.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
How much of our life evolves around our stuff?
我们想想看，我们的生活是不是有很多的时候是看着、照着我们所拥有的东西？
How much of our definition of success hinges upon things?
我们所定义的成功有多少是以物质的东西来衡量？
What a perfect time of year to hear such a message.
这个时间来听到这样的信息是多么的适切。
It's not about a tree.
不是关于一个树。
It's not about beautiful decorations and lights.
也不是这些装饰的这个灯饰，圣诞灯饰。
It's not about gifts.
或者是礼物。
There's so much more.
我们有许许多多超过这些物质的东西。
There's nothing wrong with those things at all.
当然这些东西不是错的。
Until they take the place of.
但如果用这些东西来代替
My Father in heaven.
代替我们在天上的天父。
Where is your trust and your hope this morning?
所以今天早上我要问大家，你对神的信赖在哪里？
For it to be anywhere else than in him, the scripture tells us.Is nothing but selfish greed.
如果你的信你所信赖的东西是不是从神那里来的，那就只留下来这些贪心跟物质的东西。
And so, if you know Jesus this morning, don't keep him to yourself.
如果你已经认识基督的话，不要把基督这样的信息留在你。心里
Give the greatest gift of all this year.
把这样最贵重的礼物去拿。
Introduce somebody to Jesus Christ.
把耶稣送给别人。
So that they too may really live.
所以他们也能够有一个真正的生活跟生命。
This life in this world is temporary.
这个世界跟我们这一生都是暂时的。
Sometimes we forget.
有时候我们常常忘掉这个事实。
It's a mist and a vapor.
就像一个晨露一样，太阳出来就挥发蒸散了。
One day it'll be gone.
有一天，这个生命要过去。
But never forget what Jesus said.
但我们别忘了神，耶稣所说过的。
I am coming again.
我还要再来。
Is our life being lived as if he's really coming again?
我们看看我们的生活是不是真的有准备来面对耶稣的再来。
Or is it just a nice thought that sometimes pops into our mind?
还是它只是一个好的想法偶尔在我们脑海里面出现。
Life's too short.
生命是短暂。
No number of days promised to us.
我们不晓得我们还能够有神给我们多少的日子。
Not only what will you do with Jesus this Christmas season, but with the rest of your days.
所以我要鼓励大家想想我们跟耶稣的关系不是只有今年这个 Christmas 的时候而是永远的。
Real living is living with him,And for him and by him.
真正的生活是靠着他，为着他，也因着他。
Let's stand together.
让我们站立。
We're going to sing in just a few moments.
我们等一下要唱一首歌。
A song of invitation.
是邀请。
I'd like you to bow your head and your heart.
但我请大家先低头。
Is it possible this morning that there would be someone here that doesn't know Jesus Christ personally?
在我们中间有哪一位, 你不认识耶稣的?
You've tried doing it your way, in everybody else's way, and you've realized it just doesn't work.
你在你的生活里面挣扎，想要用自己的方法，或是靠着别人的努力。
Could it be today that your heart is ready to say, yes, I would like to try Jesus?
但你说今天我要开始来试试看，接受耶稣。
If that is your heart this morning, would you just slip your hand up and say, you know what, that's me?
如果你真正有这样的想法，请你把手举一下。
Yes, thank you.
谢谢。
Yes. I open the front here this morning for you to come and pray or to be prayed for. Not only for those that raised your hand, but for others as well.
我们前面有很多的空位，等一下你可以出来，接受，我们一起祷告，也可以接受祝福，不仅是刚刚举手的人，其他愿意今天立志的人也可以到前面来。
It could be that you've just gotten off track and you've been trusting yourself more than him.
也可能是你最近，离开了主。离开了这个应该走的轨道，你愿意回到这个轨道上面。
Or could be that you would like to receive eternal life this day and accept Jesus Christ into your life.
或者，是你愿意接受耶稣成为你的救主，接受他所赐给你的永生的。
And as we sing, I invite you to come. And before you leave, we will pray with you and for you. We don't want anybody to leave today without knowing Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
我们不要任何一个人离开这里不认识耶稣是他的救主跟他的主。
It doesn't matter what anybody here thinks.
不管别人怎么想。
This is between you and God.
这是你跟神之间的决定。
As we sing, you come, and then after, we'll pray.
我们唱歌的时候，你愿意出来的，请到前面来，然后唱完以后为你祷告。